Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
We're living in very challenging times. As believers, we have to keep our heart and mind fixed on Jesus and adhere to the Word of God. Today's message is a continuation of last week's message, Under Siege, which challenges the church, the body of Christ, to rise up, walk upright, and live a life worthy of the calling of God. Let's listen in as Pastor Joel continues this powerful series.
This word is true. This word is powerful. This is the inerrant word of God. We look for answers, and answers are right here in this Bible. Come on now. This Bible is saying it right there. Well, it's not in the Old Testament doesn't apply. Read the New Testament. Read it all. How are you going to say you've been nourished and you haven't cleaned your plate? Eat what's on the plate. You don't even know what the peas taste like. Try them and see. So this applies. This makes sense, okay? This Bible tells it like it is. The same lustful behavior back then, and it was unacceptable then. It was abomination to in the Old Testament, and it's an abomination by Christ Jesus standards. All right, all these churches now that are saying, well, all you folks that are writing Bibles and trying to change it, well, okay, you better take a look down in Revelation, okay. You better look at Revelation 21, 18, 19. Take a look. Surprise. Okay. Don't go changing. All right. Don't go changing his word. Billy Joel sang about it. He didn't sing about the word, but don't go changing. You got to please God. Better read about it. Huh? Change the words to that song. All right. But anyway, it was unacceptable back then, and it's unacceptable now. It's an abomination to the Lord. And I'm not even going to pull up 1 Corinthians 6, 9. Okay, that's New Testament too. Due to time constraints, we're not going to read all that. But it tells you that to not be deceived, that no homosexual, adulterer, fornicator, idolater, on and on will not see the kingdom of God. You got to understand what this word is saying, all right? It's saying there ain't no way. We've got to line up with God's ways. Now, I'm not here to bash anybody. I'm here to put the word in focus because that's the horse that the devil keeps riding, trying to run it down our throats. And that's not going to work, okay, because this Bible is going to tell it. All the devil is going to do is get people exposed. You can't stop what God is going to do, okay? It's already done, if you want the truth. It's already done. We just have to go through it. So simply, if we read the word of God, you'll see that with all the information and revelation at our fingertips, how in the world can churches not see how the devil is used this device, this sinful nuance called the lust of the flesh, okay, and be so successful at it? Sure, the lust of the flesh means fornicating. If you're fornicating, you'll go to hell. The lust of the flesh means adultery as well. You'll still go to hell. But in these last days and times, he is coming through this same-sex agenda more than anything else. You got to know it, okay? They're coming up with laws and different things like that to perpetuate this pervasive behavior. And we've got to know it, church. I can see a man on the street or a woman on the street not knowing it, but the church, those who call themselves Christ followers, what's going on? There's something going on. But we're going to talk about that, okay? So we see that the devil has been successful in a few little battles here and there enough to even have many so-called men and women of God, and worse still, their overseers, their leaders, give in, and they capitulate to these perverted agendas. Leaders having conferences about this stuff. Some of the noted men and women of God, as I said before, now strangely silent, strangely handcuffed, heads down, got all kinds of letters after their name. Dr. M.D., Th., Ph.D., Emeritus, and so forth and so on, and they're quiet about this. Okay, I'll tell you. There's something going on, and we're going to talk about it. Pastor, take us back to 1 John now. Let's go to 1 John, and this time go to 1 John chapter 2, and let's look at 1 John 2:18-19, please.
1 John 2:18 to 19 tells us, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many, many Antichrists have come by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. They went from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us, but they went out, that they may that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us.
Amen. Now look at read verse 20 while you're at it.
Verse 20 says,
listen to this, you all.
But you have an anointing from the Holy from the Holy One. And you know all things.
You know all things.
You know all things.
Don't you ever doubt the Holy Spirit.
But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things.
And the Holy Spirit will guide you, lead and guide you into what?
Truth.
All truth. If you read this all the way through. In my Bible, it reads differently. I mean, it's got different notations in it, so sorry to interrupt you, Pastor. You're right on the money on this. Okay. But what I want to say here is that this scripture is talking about, it says, little children, in the last hour, you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour, all right? So this scripture is talking about the last hour of the last days, all right? I want you all to understand this. We are in the last of the last, all right? I don't know how much more there is to come, but we are in some last of the club is closed, okay? We are in the last of the last days. The doors are locked, okay? It's time to get our houses in order. It really is time to get our houses in order. It's saying here in this scripture that in the last days, and what you're going to see in the last days, you're going to see false teachers. You're going to see false prophets. You're going to see people being lured away, especially weak Christians, especially lukewarm Christians. Okay? Here's something else you should know, church. Many may be in the church, all right, but may not be the church, all right? We got to see that, all right? Many who are in the church are not the church, okay? We need to understand that. And let me go back. Many who are in the church are not the church, and guess what? Never were the church. Now, I could give you some distinct information on this all, but we have to go back. We have to go and we have to visit the Catholic Church. We have to visit Constantine. And we have to visit the Jesuit priest for you to see how the devil has put his foot from eons ago right in the church, and now we're seeing it in mainstream churches. Progressive churches. That devil didn't start this yesterday, you all. We're so behind, we don't know. Someday we'll preach on that, God willing. But right now, I got to keep it right here. This is just the tip of the iceberg. All right? It goes much deeper than that. Okay? But anyway, let me get back to this. See, I digress and then I have to get back. It says in the last hour, you've heard that the Antichrist is coming, but it's telling us that there are many Antichrists that are already here. You spend your time looking for one man, there are many, many out there right now. There are some who are set up in churches and pulpits that will teach you some of this word, but they're working for somebody else. You got to see this thing. You won't know unless you tune in to the Holy Spirit, okay? This is what it's telling you, okay? According to the Bible, especially in 1 John 2:19, those who leave and go out from us, it says, that are going away from God's holy word, away from the truth, to where? Another gospel. another gospel, as Paul mentioned in Galatians 1:6, I think it is. He said that, you know. I'm amazed that you go to another God, that you've gone to another gospel, which is no other. There is no other gospel, but people are creating their own gospels. You see what I mean? All right. So we're seeing is the word of God is saying, don't be fooled. Don't fret. They were never of us. There are people flip flopping. There are men who are writing books and different things, and they said something else 20 years ago. You pull them up on the screen and it's a different person talking. Talking a whole completely different gospel. What happened? What happened? Who bewitched them? How could they be so foolish, as Paul said? Okay, it's going on today. But if they're going to be foolish, there's no way we're going to be foolish if we study this word of God, all right? That's why we have to study this word of God, okay? That's why you got to meditate on this word. So when you see these so-called pastors embracing the very thing that God hates, which is unrepentant sin, so how can we embrace it? And then these same so-called leaders have the nerve to go along with it. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. Some of them even jump ship and they side with the ways of the devil. And we know, as far as this scripture is going, they were never of us. The devil has his people in place. Okay? Learn the word of God and realize that he has his people in place. Remember also what the word says in here. Let's go here, Pastor. Let's go to 2 Timothy verses 4. Chapter 4, verses 3 to 5. 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 and 5.
Look at this, y'all.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. Mm-hmm. They will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Mm-hmm. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. That's what this word is saying. This is the word of God, okay? And you're going to see this more and more, church, that people are not enduring sound doctrine today. They won't stand for the sound doctrine. People don't want to hear the truth. You tell them some truth, they say, you can't judge me. Yeah, you're a sinner too. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. God loves everybody, but they won't tell you the other side. Thank you, Pastor. She said he hates sin. See, I got help. Preach, help me preach this thing, Pastor. That's right. And that's what this scripture is telling us, and it's true. People hate the truth when they're doing wrong. So if you want to stay in that thing, you're going to make allowances for it. Okay? And that's what we see, and the devil knows that. He's going to give you a way to explain it away. Your excuses. Absolutely. It says people will not endure sound doctrine. And due to the option of satisfying their lustful desires through false doctrine served up by false teachers. Find me a teacher that's preaching what I want to, the way I want to be, and I'll go to that church. Uh-huh. That's what's happening in the Episcopal churches, some of them in the Methodist church. Some Baptist churches, I don't know, I haven't done all the research because it takes time. You really got to study. You got to be on the case. But I know enough to know that if you call yourself a Christ follower, you need to have the truth. I don't care what denomination you are. You better get in the word of God, okay? And that should take care of everything. So I don't care what you call yourself. If you're a Christian, we have to live by these standards, okay? We don't have the option of going God shopping. I don't want that word. I want another part of God's word. This is not a buffet. You got to eat what he serves up. You can't pick and choose what you want and then to call it God's meal. No, that's your meal, okay? God serves up the meal, okay? You can't come to God's house, his table, and say, Jesus, I don't want that, Jesus. I just have the mashed potatoes. No, Jesus tells you what's being served at his spiritual restaurant, this word of God. He gives it to you. And that's what people don't want. They want what they desire. Okay? And that's what we have to look at. Okay? False doctrine, false teachers. That's one of the devil's most favorite devices and is used to infiltrate, damage, and disarm the churches. And we're seeing it now. It's getting bigger and bigger. Leaders taken away with money and stuff. Leaders preaching a prosperity doctrine. Some are getting ready to retire now because they can't go back. Because now they're being exposed, they can't go back to preaching that old doctrine. So before they get hit real hard, they're getting out of the pulpit. Satan's got people on the run. And then he's using this this same-sex agenda to change a whole bunch of things. And we have to look at this, you all. What about our children? What about our children growing up? What about your grandchildren and everything else? That thing is spreading like a plague all over the world, not just in America, all over the world. Countries are going to be sanctioned by God because they're living this thing. There are some things happening right now. You'd be surprised at the countries that are having catastrophes happen. Go and check their history and see what they did when it came to the Word of God. They double-crossed God. God's not playing around, okay? We need to know this word. We need to know what's happening. So if you get one or two people in a church, okay, especially in leadership that will not endure sound doctrine, that device, that destructive device will spread like a bad rash. It sure will. You may not know, you won't even realize how long that thing's been in your church, but you'll find that, well, the church began going the wrong way, but you'll certainly see the results of it. Okay? That's what you have to know. Well, that's how the devil works. It's similar to discovering that your home is infested with termites. Huh? How many of you know that when you see one termite, it's too late? I saw something one day in my old, very old house that I had we were in there for 30-some years, and the house was probably 60 years old. And one day I saw something flying, and I said, what in the heck is that? I didn't know what it was. I'd never seen a termite fly. You know, they can fly across little rooms. Flew on across the room, then I saw another one. Then I opened the shade, and there was some little wings of bugs on the window. I said, what the heck is that? I called the exterminator. He came in, he said, Oh, boy. I said, what? Termites. I said, what do you mean termites? I thought termites were a little ant or something. He said, oh, they can fly. He said, but when they fly, he said, they're already infestated. They're going to the light to die or something like that. I had to research termites. And he took me way back in the garage, and we looked, and there were little piles that looked like sand. Have you ever seen that? Anybody that knows about termites, they have been eating through the walls. And when they eat through the wall, they leave a little calling card. They live, you know, the little droppings. And they look like little sand. Like, yeah, I'm eating up your house. And I'm going to leave this out. We have been had to get termite control. Sometimes they got to put a tarp over your house. Mine wasn't that bad, but my neighbor, his had a tarp over the house. He had to do all that. I think the termites ran from over there to my house. But I don't know. I can't say, but I find it very suspicious that happened. But either way, I'm saying that's how the devil gets in the church. And by the time you see this stuff happening, he's been working on it for a long time. And now the Methodist Church and the Episcopalian Church or the Episcopal Church and all these other churches, because they've been getting on with tradition and the ways of the world instead of the ways of God. And we have to understand this. We have to realize this before the damage is so far gone, all right? And that's why we must be, the Bible says, be wise as serpents while we're being meek as doves, okay? In other words, the Bible is saying in a nice way, don't be nobody's fool. It's saying it in a nice way, okay? You know the word. You are gentle and loving, but don't stand for any foolishness that the devil is going to bring your way. And that's what we're seeing in this. Again, the Bible tells us to be watchful in all things, to be vigilant, and to learn the word of God, learn the true word of God, so you'll quickly realize and recognize false doctrine. I said last week, if you know the original, you will spot the counterfeit. Huh? How many of you young ladies were raised by your mother and father? They told you what kind of man to look for, or watch out for this type. Oh. I don't know if we listen, but when you have parents and they show you the right way and you see it, you say, my father never did that. My father worked. My father didn't lay up and expect me to go out and do everything. My father did the work. And I know growing up, and when I would see these we call them, this is back in Chicago, y'all. I'm going way back now to 69, 70. We call them gym shoe pimps. You ever seen them? Tennis shoe pimps. I don't mean anything negative against tennis shoes, but that's the kind of guy that sides up to you like that snake. Hey, girl, what you doing, girl? Oh, girl, you looking good. And his pants on, he got some old torn-up shoes on. And wait, what you driving? Can you give me a ride? You stay away from people like that, right? Your father wasn't like that. He didn't raise you that way. So you recognize something counterfeit. And that's why we have to be with this word. Don't come to me with anything other than this word when the Lord is telling me what we're supposed to hold on to, okay? Where the wisdom, did you know the Lord puts wisdom in the persona of a woman and says, hold on to her, hold her close to you? That's the wisdom that he's talking about. So we see that the devil, the Lord tells us to be watchful and to be vigilant, okay? And you'll recognize these false doctrines. Pastor, take us to 1 John 4:1, please. Read that one for us. You all know
John
this.
4:1, beloved. Uh-huh. I love that word when the Lord said, beloved. Mm-hmm. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, mm-hmm. because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
Okay, many. Thank you, Pastor. Okay, you've got to know, in other words, the Spirit of God. Church, we've got to know the Spirit of God. We can't just talk about it because you're going to be tested on this. This is homework, all right? This is stuff that you got to use. When I was in the military, they said that you're going to be, you know, we're going to be firing tracer rounds at you. A tracer round is something that lights up in the night, and you can see the bullets coming at you. Pew, pew. And you learn to duck and low crawl under the wire, right, Brother Ron? You're low crawling under the wire. But they said now, in the next 6 months, some of you might be deployed, and the real thing will be coming at you, all right? So they said, so don't play with this. Stay low, okay? Because it's too late to get low when it happens, okay? You got to already be in the mindset to stay down. So what we're saying in this scripture right here, you got to know the Spirit of God because the Antichrist is coming at you, okay? And sometimes we get this in our studies and through our Bible studies and through our conferences, but we don't really get it till we get slapped to our knees by the devil, okay? And then he continues to pummel you. You don't have to take that kind of beating. You can get through the beating if you know what to do. So this Bible right here in 4:1 is telling us, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit. How can you test spirits when you don't know the Holy Spirit? All right. How can you test the spirit? How do you know one from the other? How do you know which voice is speaking to you if you're hearing voices at all? How do you know it's not your conscience? You better get in that word and learn that word because the devil is going to try to take you away. All right. You've got to know the Spirit of God.
Jesus said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We're so thankful you chose to fellowship with us today. You can find today's message as well as previous broadcasts on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. While you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Listen, If you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. We invite you to join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Under Siege with Pastor Joel. Until next time.